I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, we roll on here with Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. For those of you who came out to this Houston soccer community dinner, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. All of us that were involved in the event, the esteemed Tom Clare and everybody, for anybody who bought a ticket, we thank you so much. Again, we remind you here, King's Course, the place to be in Edo, 903 Hutchins, shadows of BBVA Stadium, 13 monitors down there for all your soccer watching desires. Place to go before Dynamo games, and I'm sure there's a bunch of people who are down there tonight ahead of Club America and Tigres. All right, let's get right into it. Interim manager Davey Arno joining us right now. Davey, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me on, Glenn.
Always good. So, you know, you were cool, calm, and collected for a guy handling his first job as the head man this past weekend. Tell us about the emotion that you felt walking out onto this field. You've done it as a player for so long. You've put in your time as an assistant. What did it feel like?
Yeah, it was a feeling that I've obviously never had before, and it felt special. It did. It was it's obviously a great opportunity and one that I'm thankful for. And you know, it felt different for me personally. You know, from being an assistant coach to now being. Being in charge now, there was definitely a different feeling walking out onto the field for me personally, and you know, I tried to enjoy it, and you know, I was happy obviously that we came back to get the result. 3 points would have been nicer, but our response in the second half made the experience even better.
So, what do you tell the team in the locker room after this game? I mean, obviously, it's a great comeback. It's a 2-2 draw. You score a couple of great goals. You could have won the game. What do you say to the team in the locker room after? Because you're still sort of establishing a rapport as a head coach.
Yeah, I told them, you know, to be honest, I told them how proud I was of them. I mean, I could see in the locker room after the game, they were obviously disappointed that we didn't get the third goal. They were disappointed that we didn't get the 3 points. And, you know, I told them I was proud of their performance. And even in the first half, being down 2-0, I don't think anybody felt that the performance was bad. We had two mental lapses that they punished. They punished us on both of them. But the way we responded was great. And I just don't know how proud I was of them, how much belief we as a club and, you know, myself personally, the whole staff, how much belief we have in them. And let them know that if we keep preparing the way that we did and we keep performing with that kind of mentality and character and all the things that we talked about going into the game, if they keep doing it, we believe the results are going to come.
You seem to have, you know, kind of simplified things. You mentioned you wanted to simplify people's roles, that you can't do too much too fast, obviously. That seemed to be a pullback to the lineup that has been successful earlier in the year at home.
Yeah, you know, I've said it several times now. We can't completely reinvent. To think we can completely reinvent who we are and do something completely different in 3 days or a week or 2 weeks is not realistic. We're in a different situation right now. We're not in a 6-week preseason. So, you know, what we tried to do last week, yeah, we went back to kind of being who we were earlier in the year, and tried to make roles and responsibilities not only simple but very clear. So we're all on the same page and we all have an understanding of what our roles and responsibilities are. Within that way that we're playing, and then to go out and put it to action during the game, which for the most part we did.
As coaches, we all, you know, and even as a youth coach for me, I took things I learned from my youth coach. That far back it went. I'm assuming, because when you left West Texas A&M, you're under Bob Gansler, and some of these things you're mentioning sounds very familiar to Bob Gansler. What did you take from Bob, and how have you added that to sort of your take on the game now? Because Bob Gansler, the legendary coach when you were at the Kansas City Wizards, I'm sure had a big influence on you.
Yeah, Coach Gansler had a huge influence on me. He definitely did. There's some things that some of his ideas about the game and what it should look like. And look, we all have slightly different versions of what we think the game should look like or what we want it to look like. But, Bob Gansler, he liked to reinforce doing the simple things perfectly every time. And I have that saying echoing through my head. I always have since I heard him say it almost daily when I played for him. It's something that we kind of try and reinforce this week, doing the simple things really well. So Bob Gansler, I could go on for a few hours about all the things that he taught me about the game, but, you take these ideas from people that you played under, people that you coached under, and you try and kind of mesh them with what you believe, and you take the best from everybody and, try and put it in your own sort of style, which is what I've tried to do.
Yeah. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention your college coach, also Butch Laufer at West Texas A&M. What did you take from Butch?
Yeah, I've talked to Butch probably three or four times in the past week. I trust Butch a ton, and Butch was the first coach that I played under where, he actually explained to me what the game should look like. And that's not a knock on any coach I had before, but Butch's understanding and knowledge of the game is at the highest level. And a lot of people don't know this, but Butch is. I think he's one of only a handful of coaches in our country, period, that has he has a UEFA pro license. He David Moyes is a friend of his who they talk soccer, and so Butch has a ton of knowledge from a bunch of different places, but Butch's understanding of the game and what it should look like, I took a lot from. And again, another guy that I trust his opinion.
Talking to Dynamo interim manager Dave Yarno. Now, I'd be remiss not to ask this because the fans have been certainly probing me on this. So it's not for me to answer. It's for you to answer. How badly do you want the head coaching job here in Houston?
Well, I mean, it's when you start coaching, or when I started coaching, it was an ultimate goal of mine was to become a head coach. It's what I wanted when I set out on this kind of coaching journey that I've been on. You're not sure when it's going to come or how it's going to come. And it's come now, but to be honest with you, Glenn, I'm enjoying it in the moment. I understand there's 8 more games. I understand that I am the interim currently. And my role right now is not to, as much as people want to ask about it. And my role right now is not to think about that. I answered a question similarly yesterday. I feel like if I spend any energy on worrying about what happens after these 8 games, then I could be missing something, or there's something else that I could be worrying about or doing in the moment that's going to help us win right now. And, if we go about things the right way, and, if I go about my business the best way that I can and prepare the team the best way that I can right now, the rest of the stuff, what's going to happen will happen. And it's not going to change the work that I'm trying to currently do.
Yeah, because that's a difficult kind of conundrum, and you're basically saying you're coaching this team right here, right now, trying to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the goal, and to do that, you fully need to concentrate on what you're doing now. Today we're doing video and talking about the previous game, and we're planning for Dallas. We're already in the process of planning exactly what we want to do for Dallas, and we're trying to build training sessions for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That puts us in a good way to win the game on Saturday. So to be honest with you, Glenn, I don't have time for too many more thoughts than that. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fully consumed. It's fully consumed my thoughts and what I'm trying to do, and I'm pouring everything that I can into that, as is the rest of the staff.
He's Dave Yarno, right now the interim manager of the Houston Dynamo. They'll take on FC Dallas. It's a rivalry week in Major League Soccer. What jumps out to you about the opponent this weekend? Obviously, they're youthful, but what else jumps out to you?
Yeah, they're youthful. They take risks at times in the way that they attack. They're dangerous on the break. Barrios is, we don't have to say too much about him. We understand how dangerous he is. They're a good passing team. They enjoy the ball. They enjoy possession. You know, we're taking a deeper dive today and tomorrow to kind of come up with a game plan and what we think is going to give us the best chance to win on Saturday. But they're a good team. They're a good team, and they're an exciting team, I think, to watch and can be tough to play against, especially at their place.
How motivated are your guys? And, you know, when you step into this role, I'm sure they're very motivated. That was really kind of a dumb question. But when you step into this role, you know, there's no doubt you know this team very well. You know the personalities. You know the guys that maybe are a little down in the dumps because they're not in the picture under Wilmer Cabrera and the former manager. But now you get them. Have you seen a reaction in some of those guys that there's more possibility for them now that there has been a coaching change?
Yeah, I think that's natural. Anytime there's a change, you're going to, you know, there's going to be that initial, you know, most guys feel like they can make a new sort of first impression. And, you know, the response from the entire group, to be honest with you, has been positive. The attitude and the mentality has been really good. They're taking on what we're talking about in terms of how we're trying to play and the way that we're trying to go about things now. They've all been really receptive and positive to the information. You know, is there going to always be guys who are unhappy that they're left out? Or that's normal. That's part of any team. You're going to get that no matter where you go, no matter what club you're a part of. Guys who are not involved aren't going to be fully happy, and it's understandable. You know, I was a player, I was there. Anybody who's played the game at any level, you understand that decisions don't always go your way. But, you know, what I think is important, even that I feel that with our group, even when the decisions aren't going their way, the response from everybody has been fantastic. And it's important, Glenn, it's not just your team on the field that gets you wins. And I don't want to sound cliche, but you know, the last man on your roster is just as important. We're going to try and focus on everybody and really get this buy-in from the whole group to have us all pulling in the same direction.
Last one before we let you go. And again, Davey, we thank you very much. With Christian Ramirez here and Mauro Manotas, you reap some very good benefits with those changes you made in the second half, bringing on Tommy McNamara and Christian Ramirez. Are you thinking about in the future how Ramirez and Manotas can play together?
Yeah, for sure. We're considering it as we are a few different things. But the good thing is, for me, the good thing is that we have the option. We have some flexibility in how we can now play. And I think we've seen now Christian and Mauro on the field at the same time twice now, and both times has been really positive. Like you said, I thought Christian came in and he changed the game right away in a good way for us, as did Tommy McNamara. You know, and he provides something different. So we're going to look at all the possibilities. And I think the good thing is I'm going to be left with some tough choices to make in terms of not only how we play, but who plays in the positions that we need to fill. And it's not a bad position to be in. And listen, we're happy with where we're at in terms of our players, and hopefully we'll be ready to go on Saturday.
Yeah, that's called a champagne problem, right?
On Sunday.
Yeah, don't worry. I know you're going to be. I know you're going to be where you need to be on Sunday. I'm not worried about that. Trust
me. Right.
It's a hard time for me figuring out where I am half the time. So, listen. Best of luck. There's a lot of people pulling for you, including myself. I know the type of man you are. So, keep up the good work, and thank you again for coming on the program.
Thanks very much, Glenn. Enjoy being on the show. Thank you.
All right. That's interim manager Davey Arno. We really. Wishing him great luck against FC Dallas and the Dynamo this Sunday, rivalry week in Major League Soccer. Quick word here for Cube 57. It's the home of your Houston Dynamo on television, although we don't have the game this Sunday. Join Eddie Robinson, Cindy Bourbano, myself. Bobby Boswell has been pinch hitting in there as well. We're proud to bring you commentary of the Houston Dynamo on Cube 57. We'll take a Daspit Law Firm break. We'll take an Advantage BMW Midtown break.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.